Nundawa Dawood. Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to Nunhe through Aleph.
Perfect. Okay.
Nun Dalid Dalid.
Yes.
Well,
Nun Dalid Dalid. Okay. You started your recording, yeah? Okay, so continuing in Iker and Tuffel, which is from the most common, as we've said, most common halachas that the halachic shalos Hilchos Brachos that come up. So we'll try and, I mean, the kitzur doesn't bring a lot of the contemporary issues that come up. I mean, he hints at it, so we'll, hopefully I'll remember to discuss all of them. So dalet mkavanos. So yesterday, just as a reminder from yesterday, we're talking about somebody who's drinking alcohol, and because of the sharpness of the taste or the bitter or whatever you want to call it, you want to have a chaser in order to make it taste better. So you would not make a bracha on that chaser because it's tuffel, it's secondary, right? And you only make on the ikar. The ikar was that you wanted the schnapps. But he continues here, im kavanasu l'shneim, but let's say your kavana was for both. Meaning you wanted a piece of cake and you wanted the schnapps. Because when she was yayin sarah, if you're drinking, literally means sharp wine, which means alcohol. And you're eating cake and honey cake, or merkachas or any sort of merkachas literally means like jelly or jam, but means any other food. You have to make a bracha on both, right? Because you want both. Which we said that the Mishnah Berurah said, because this whole thing is a machlokes, it's better to just have in mind when you're going to be doing this that you want both and then make brachas on both. And like always, you always make the bracha mezonos first. You make first the bracha on kisnin, or on the reserves, and they're more chashuv. And then afterwards, you make on the schnapps. I'm not so sure that would. Nowadays we would say that the food is more chashuv than the schnapps, but it seems like that's the way it should be. And even though you're drinking gachveis, whatever, 20-year-old this, 20-year-old that, and all that stuff, but it seems like the food comes first. Because at the end of the day, food is more chashuv than liquid. Because and for sure, if you're eating mezainis, meaning cakes, etc. But shows a gam cane coffee, and you drink a coffee, should tzarach levarach hashnem, you have to make a bracha on both because you want both. Tano tchila la pas kisnin, first on the bread, on the cake, vachakach ala coffee, and then in the coffee shari kavanosa l'shneim, because that's your kavana to drink both. And this l'chaira applies even if you're dipping the cake into the coffee, you're still going to make two brachas. Seemingly. All right. Okay. Hey, shnei minim shenis bashli yachad. So here's where it really gets difficult. You have two types of food that were cooked together. Im kol min muvdalatzmei. So if each min is separated by itself, mevarach al kol min b'nei bracha ruyla. So make a bracha on each one, the bracha that's right of it. So let's say pepper steak. So you have peppers, and then you have meat. So the way the kitzur is paskening, you make a bracha on hadoma comes first. You make a bracha hadoma, and then you make a bracha shakol. Right? There are, and the Mishnah Brura says no. You go with the majority. Right? But the problem is that that's what is confusing. Is maybe if it was all smashed together like cholent. So then you would go with the majority, unless there's barley, which we know mezonos always goes first. But if it's very clear which one it is, so the way the kitzur is paskening is to take one of each and make a bracha first on each one. But if it got
Doesn't matter
crushed,
what's more chashuv, like pepper
well,
steak. The steak is
that's
definitely more
hakadamah
chashuv.
tibra. That's hakadamah tibrachas. No, he's saying no, that it would go with the majority first. No, he's saying no, make on each one separate. If it's very clearly.
But he's also saying to make it the peppers first, you said.
You make Hadamah before you make Shakol, yes.
But isn't the steak much more
important to you? Doesn't make a difference. No, because charcoal. No, you still. We're gonna see. That's the next siman. But if it got smashed together, the food, and whatever is the majority is the ikar, you make a bracha and vasheni nifter, and then you're gonna pat to the second one. Like we just mentioned, if one of them is from the five grains, even though it's the minority, that's the main thing. Meaning, so that's why with the chalin, like we said, if you have barley in it, then it's an automatic mezonos. If you could see that there's barley, if it's so smashed up that you can't even see the barley, then that's already that's already not so simple. Fine. Vav. Then again, like we said, you buy a kiddush. So anyways, you make mezonos on a cake that you have to have else kiddush and makom suda. Fine. You have a food that you put into it milk or soup to eat them together. You just make a bracha on the food, and the milk or the soup is tafel. And if you just really want the liquid, you make a bracha on the liquid, but Michael tuffle, the Michael's tuffle. So now, this is the good old cereal question. You have cereal and milk. So most people, as far as I understand it, are eating cereal with the milk is there to help flavor the cereal, make it palpable. So you make a bracha on the cereal, you don't make a bracha on the milk. And we're going to see that even if you drink the milk after the cereal is done, you still don't make a bracha shakol on the milk. A lot of times you have the opposite by yogurt. By yogurt, most of the time people want the yogurt, but they'll stick in some fruit, they'll stick in some granola, and the ikker that they're eating is yogurt, and the other things are agav. So there it would switch. Halacha would switch. You would make shakol. Only thing is, if what you're putting in there is mezainus, so then that always takes the precedence. So then you have that whole issue of what bracha to make on granola. So, but those are the basic things. Same thing with soup. If you're having soup, so with croutons, so it depends. It depends really what your kavana is with the soup or a matzo ball, which we'll get to that. Okay, so v'im kavana al shneim, but let's see your kavana is on both. Then, meaning, let's say you have you really like the milk, you really really like the milk. So then, and you want the milk, so you would make a bracha on the cereal, and then you would make a bracha on the milk. We don't care about majority in this situation, right? And even if the meichel is a grain, here in this case, it's not considered a ikker. So now he's saying, in what case? And he's talking about in the case where you want both foods. So if you want both foods, then you're going to make an independent bracha on each one. And we don't say that, you have the mezainis first. I think I might have said it that way, at least according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You would still make two brachas, even though one is mezainis, because you want the milk as a separate entity than the cereal. So it's mezainis on if the cereal is mezainis, which most are not, happens to be, and then you would say shakol, even though the mezainis, we said, normally makes things potter, but not in this situation, because each one is considered an independent entity. If you'd crush up the cereal to the point where you can't really see it, then that would be a different story. Now there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, what to do with soup that has matzo ball in it, right? So I'm trying to remember what he says. So then I know the article brings it in the footnote. So Rav Moshe says, interesting. He says you make a bracha mezainis on the matzo ball and that's it, nothing on the soup. But that's But that's if you don't eat the soup by itself once the matzo ball is done, or you're eating from the soup even before the matzo ball is done. Meaning you're eating the matzo ball together with the soup. So then you would make only mezonos. But if you're going to eat the soup separately, then what you do, then you would have to make a shakol also. So of course, in all these cases, just take a drink and make shakol on that, and then you don't have any problem. Okay, then he says, and food that gets cooked in water or milk, that's talking about the ikkar and the tafel, when they make them as zayins. So if you have besamim, ground up besamim, spices, you mixed it with sugar. Right? I'm not exactly sure what the contemporary version of that would be. The besamim, the spices are the ikkar, and you make a bracha, whatever is roi, on those particular spices. Hal ego is mushkat, right, on some sort of nut, bara priya eitz, al simirin, that's cinnamon, bara priya adama, v'chein al zangvil, and same thing with zangvil, ginger, you say bara priya adama. Okay, we don't really have that. Ches, ha-shoyz ha-shem and zayis, k'moshu, enu b'orachal of klal. If you drink straight olive oil, there's no bracha, v'neishu mazikle, because it's actually damaging to a person. V'im, meaning when it's taken by itself. V'im erbu im shar dvarim, if you mix it with other items, hu ha-tafel, it's always going to be the tafel. Umevarich rak ala ikr, you're going to make a bracha only on the ikr. Achim yesh le'ezem mechush, shehu tzarech es Hashem in the refuah. But let's say you have something wrong with you and you need the oil for refuah. And because you don't want to drink the olive oil straight up, so you mix it with something else. Since your ikr intention is on the oil, even though it is the minority, you make the bracha shehu or shehi bayra priya eitz, and that's because it's bayra priya eitz, because it's from the olives. And that's going to exempt you from the other thing. Right? But let's say you're thirsty. And your ikar intention to drink this concoction is because you're thirsty. But you also happen to put in, you think, okay, I got to take a drink. I'm really thirsty. But I'm going to stick some olive oil in there, so that it makes me feel better. So that mevarich rak ala mashka, then you make a bracha only on the mashka. Let's say probably shakol. Chen adinim noisim l'soy chamashka ego is mushka toitzimri doyungur. You put in any of these spices. Tazlinan achara kavana. You always go with what the kavana was. Okay, test. Kol minim erkachas. Any sort of what we said. Those are preservatives, not preservatives. Preserves like jellies and jams. Right, when hadvash vatzuker hain tefillin there, when you put in the honey, put in sugar, the tafel mevarchan al ikra pri berchasa yerula, you make a bracha on the ikra pri, the bracha that is the fitting bracha. And that's it. Okay, on to simin nun hey dina kedima brachas. It actually comes out this week. Baruch Hashem, we have this week is Tu B'Shvat, which is the turned into the Yom Tov of brachas on fruits. So it's worth our while to make sure we understand these brachas. So dina kedima brachas by hasi for misha yesh lefanav mine peiros harbe. Somebody has a lot of fruit in front of him, but who writes a lechol mikulam, and he wants to eat from all the fruits. In berchaseim shavus, if the bracha is all the same, meaning they're all bara priya eitz or bara priya adama, so yivarach hazeshu chaviv loy v'chavitz po yaisa. You make the bracha on the one that you want the most, the one that's loved by you, and the one you want the most. Right? Vim shneim shavim loy mechavivus. Let's say they both, you love them both at the same. Azayim yesh b'neim imin shivash and eshtabcha b'en Eretz Yisrael. If it's one of the shivas haminim that comes from Eretz Yisrael, yivarach al zeh, you make a bracha on that. Afal pi she'ena lechatzi pri, even if it's only a half a pri, bashar hein shleimus, and the rest are shalim. Vim ein b'neim imin shiva, and if you don't have any of the min shiva there, but you have a bunch of other fruits, let's say apples and oranges. If one is complete and one is not complete, shalim adif, then you always make a bracha on the one that's complete. Not everybody agrees to what he's saying, because the basic order here, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is which the fruit you like best, then the shiva saminim, and then a shalim. Right? But others disagree. and say that Shivas Aminim comes first, then the Shalim, and then which one you want. Right? So I'm not so sure which way to go. Let's say the brachas are not the same. One has bar priyates, ve'echad brachasik bar priyadoma, one has bar priyadoma. Shetzarach levarich al shneim, you have to make a bracha on both of them. If ve'echad chaviv alav yivarach tchila al chaviv, then if you have to make a bracha on both of them, then you make a bracha on the one that you like most. If shneim shavim loy, and if they're both equal, yivarach tchila al zeh shu mimin shiva, then you make on the shivas aminim afilu chatzi, even if it's half. If mei v'nei mimin shiva, and if you don't have any shivas aminim shalim adif, then shalim goes first. And if they're both complete or they're both missing, you always make Bara Priya 8 before Bara Priya Dhamma. Why? Because we know, we're going to see later, well, tomorrow, Bez Hashem, or the next day, that Bara Priya Dhamma covers Bara Priya 8. So you always want to make Bara Priya 8 first, because if you make Bara Priya Dhamma, then it could be you just covered the fruit. Right? So in this situation, you make the eights first. So bottom line is, just reading it myself, I'm confused exactly what the order is. So the Kitzer says it one way, the Mishavura says it another way. So I don't know, whichever way you go, or maybe don't be so wealthy and don't have so many fruits. Just try and get one simple fruit for Tu B'Shvat. Then maybe you'll have less issues. I'm not so sure you're mechuyev to do that or not. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a fine night.